This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Enforcement Directorate has filed a charge sheet in Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court against Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and others on charges of money laundering in the National Herald case. Special Judge Vishal Gogne examined the charge sheet and posted the matter for further proceedings on the 25th of this month. The charge sheet also names Congress leader Sam Pitroda and Suman Dubey as accused persons. Meanwhile, the Enforcement Directorate today questioned Robert Vadra, the husband of senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, in connection with his money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. The case is related to purchase of land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. Early in the morning, Mr. Vadra reached the ED office in the national capital to appear before the agency. The government today said that India's trade with the United States is expected to grow and reach $500 billion by 2030. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Commerce and Industry Secretary Sunil Barthwal said that there are both concerns and opportunities for India in terms of the current tariffs. He added that both countries will hold discussions on the bilateral trade agreement this week. The two countries also signed the terms of reference for the first part of the bilateral trade deal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to his Danish counterpart Mette Frederiksen. During the telephonic conversation, both leaders reaffirmed their strong support for the India-Denmark Green Strategic Partnership and discussed enhancing cooperation across sectors for the benefit of people of both countries. Union Minister for Road, Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today emphasized the significance of infrastructure development for the country and set a goal to expedite highway construction to a rate of 100 kilometers per day. Addressing the All India Management Association's 10th National Leadership Conclave in the national capital, the minister stated that within the next 18 months, the country's road infrastructure will surpass that of the United States of America.
अभी मैंने घोषणा की पार्लियामेंट में इसी सेशन में कि हम 25,000 किलोमीटर 2-4 लेन बनाएंगे और जो टेक्नोलॉजी की बात है वो बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है. कॉस्ट ऑफ कंस्ट्रक्शन को कम करना और क्वालिटी ऑफ कंस्ट्रक्शन को इम्प्रूव करना और वेस्ट मटेरियल का यूज करना इको फ्रेंडली, इस पर हमारे इम्फोसिस है. मैं 100 किलोमीटर पर डे ये टारगेट रखकर काम कर रहा हूँ. और जहां तक देश की बात है कि 1.5 साल में अमेरिकन नेशनल हाईवे से हमारे हाईवे अच्छे बनेंगे, ये मैं आपको विश्वास दिला सकता हूँ.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the southwest monsoon season rainfall from June to September this year is likely to be above normal. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Director General of IMD, Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra, said the above normal seasonal rainfall is very likely over most parts of the country except some areas.
Puri desh mein 2025 ke dakshin pashchim monsoon June se September tak ki ritunishth varsha samanya se adhik yani 104% se long period average ka hona ka sambhavana hai. Neutral El Nino southern oscillation condition, neutral Indian Ocean dipole, lower than normal snow cover area हमारे आने वाले मानसून सीजन के लिए फेवरेबल है और हम इस सीजन में एक एबो नॉर्मल सीजनल रेनफॉल एक्सपेक्ट कर रहे हैं और क्वांटिटेटिवली 105% है.
India's retail inflation eased to 3.34% in March from 3.61% in February, driven by significant easing in food prices. According to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, it is the lowest year-on-year inflation after August 2019. Meanwhile, inflation in rural areas stood at 3.25% and at 3.43% in urban regions. Niti Aayog Vice Chairperson Suman Berry and CEO BVR Subramaniam today released Niti Aayog's report on unlocking $25+ billion exports India's hand and power tool sector in New Delhi. The report aims to highlight the rising prominence of India's power tools segment. The benchmark domestic equity indices today surged over 2% amid positive global cues. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, surged 1,578 points to close at 76,735. The National Stock Exchange Nifty rose 500 points to settle at 23,329. In IPL T20 cricket, host Punjab Kings won the toss and opted to bat first against Kolkata Knight Riders in Chandigarh. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.